I'd like to ask what I think is an interesting question anyway. Now, would you consider the second coming of Jesus as a possible point of agreement between Islam and Christianity?
Well, I do not wish to approach this question with either undue optimism or pessimism. I think, as we have been used to doing this program, and I do hope that the viewers appreciate this, that one would like to discuss things with more open heart and open mind, but also with some candidness and honesty. On one hand, I should say that there is definitely one area of possible agreement or meeting between Muslims and their Christian brethren. And that is at least the acceptance by both that Jesus is coming again, one. Secondly, that his coming will be close, somewhere close to the end of the days, the end of life on this earth, close to it. Three, that his coming will be very significant, will be very useful, because it will bring a great deal of peace to the conflict among humanity and the various members of the human race. But on the other hand, there are differences, of course, some of which are quite essential, and the basic point really relates to his capacity. In what capacity is he coming back? What is the nature of that second coming? In my humble understanding of the Christian theology is that Jesus' second coming is in the capacity of God, or as a divine being, to rule and judge, and that this will be the final judgment. That is, to judge even those who are dead and alive. So that's the end of it. That understanding, obviously, is based on some other aspects of the common Christian theology, that is related to the issue of Trinity, or at least the divinity of Jesus as the Son of God, or God in human form, whichever way it has been explained. As far as Muslim understanding, there is a major difference there, because the Muslim believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, in his second coming, is coming not as God, because he was never God, never even claimed to be divine, but he is coming as one of the greatest prophets of Allah. It has nothing to do with the notion of God incarnate. And of course, that in turn is very much consistent with the Muslim understanding about the nature of Jesus, about the attributes of deity of Allah, the creator of all, and the fact that there is no such concept in Islam as, you know, Son of God in the way it has been interpreted to attribute divinity to Prophet Jesus. May peace and blessing be upon him.